Checking in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get an update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting. Hey, Nikki, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Oh, just fine and dandy. Staying warm here as much as possible.
Isn't that the truth? It is freezing out there.
Oh, no, it's freezing would be an improvement.
That's true. The tundra.
Did all the board members come out in the cold?
Yes,
Good for
everyone was
them.
there. We had a full board. We went right to agenda item number one here regarding the request of the Housenet Congregational Church at 310 Manit Ave for a one-day liquor license for the 15th annual chili cook-off on January 31st from 1 to 4 p.m. Ralph Jacobs was there, and this is the 15th annual chili cook-off. So they have a bake table. They have Troop 6 participates, and they have about 20 to 22 participants, restaurants and residents. There's going to be plenty of parking out front of the church, and where it's on the weekend, they'll have the schoolyard as well at Atherton Howe. That went through 5-0.
Speaking of staying warm, it's a great way to
Right?
do it. And you get to vote on your favorite chili, too.
Yeah.
That's a
Good
lot of
time.
fun. Yeah, it is a lot of. I remember when Jennifer McCauley actually got this going.
Really?
Yeah, that was her initial idea.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's really
Haven't heard
grabbed
that
hold.
name in a while.
Yes, well, I've been around a long time, Nikki.
Yeah. She was on our board of registrars for a couple of years.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah. Agenda item number two. Hearing regarding the request of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce for a special use permit, one-day liquor license for the Kilroy Square Vintage Market in Kilroy Square on May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Helen Shiner was there talking about Kilroy Square and how it's evolving and how a couple of people from the Christmas market came to them asking about doing a South Shore vintage market. And so they wanted to secure the date of May 23rd. And they have already 24 vendors, and Break Rock Brewery will be there supplying the for the one-day liquor license, and one food truck, and that went through 5-0 as well.
Oh, is it like antiques and stuff like that?
Yeah, clothing, household items, all kinds of vintage inspired.
Fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Like the old
Agenda.
Neponset drive-in.
Yeah, right.
Remember the
Remember
flea market years ago?
That flea market?
Of course I do. Yes.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've been around a long time.
In the one down Marina Bay.
I remember that one too. Yes.
That was a biggie too.
Yes, indeed. That's good.
Yeah. Agenda item number three. Hearing regarding the request of the Early American at 1054 Hancock Street for one-day liquor licenses for two Italian nights. These are dinner events on February 11th and February 25th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sheila Hooley was there trying to drum up some fun atmosphere, Italian nights. She's already doing the Italian night. People have expressed that they'd like a little wine. So she is going to try it on, couple of nights. These are not ticketed events, so like anybody can go. And these are, again, February 11th and February 25th from 5 to 9 p.m. And that went through 5-0 as well.
Okay.
Number four, hearing regarding the request of Granite Chin Promotions for a special use permit, one-day liquor license for the Rumble at the Rink event at the Quincy Youth Arena at 60 Murphy Memorial Drive on May 16th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Christopher Traetti was there. This is a boxing event. They have been working with the Quincy Fire, Quincy Police Department, and a private security firm. They will have beer and wine. These people are tip certified that they have coming in to the rink. They cover the rink over and they make it a boxing event. It's been done before and it was great success. And some people in Quincy really loved it. So he's looking forward to doing that again on May 16th from 6 to 11 p.m. And that went through 5-0.
Okay, very good.
That was all of our agenda items. In other business, though, we got some exciting news for those who did not want to see the IHOP leave Quincy. They've found another location. So they'll be moving from 115, 119 Parking Way to 153 Parking Way. And then Your Delights Bakery will be moving from 234 Billings Road to 764 Hancock Street.
Okay.
And our next hearing will be on February 10th.
Okay, very good. So the new high up location, it's kind of like just basically across the Hannon Parkway, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they found a great location.
Super.
And they'll still have all that parking up on top
Yep.
rather than down bottom.
Yep, gotcha. Okay. And there's an elevator too if folks need it. So good. Very good. Okay. Anything else we should touch on right now, Nikki?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about our city census. Our
Oh,
city
yes.
census is getting ready to be rolled out the first week of February. So, so important for us to get our numbers correct in the city for so many different things. First and foremost, schools. We need to know how many kids are in our city so that we can, and demographically where they live, so that we can be sure that everybody is getting the proper education. And along with that, the city census form that we send out can't have the kids on it because it's, we don't want to give out the information of the juveniles that are living in the households. So what we do is we leave them off, but we ask you to put them back on. And we have them in our system, but when they go out to your house, they're not there. So we want to be sure to be able to update it here in our system and add the new babies and all that to our growing, ever-growing city.
Sure. Okay. And new fur babies too, right? If you have
Yes, of
dogs. Yeah.
course, of course. And that'll be here before you know it. We'll be starting to register the dogs in late March, early April. But we want to be able to get the city census out as people have run into issues at the polling locations. If you don't answer your city census, you automatically go on to the inactive list. So we want to make sure that everybody is active. We provide a prepaid return envelope to all of our residents to return the census. It's a 10-day turnaround. We ask that you get that right back to us so that we can start doing our data processing here. Any participation in anything in our city, a lot of, the rec department relies on our numbers. The school department relies on our numbers. City services rely on our numbers. And it's important that we get the services that we need and the federal funding and the grants and all of that that goes along with it. So census is more important than you think. It's not just about the jury list.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's what people think. You're right.
It is part of it. I'm not gonna,
Right.
say that it isn't, because it is. They do get the data from us. But that data is already there in the system when you're a registered voter, when you're paying taxes. There are so many different ways to get that data. You can't really duck the list anymore.
That's right. And this is a state election year. There's a big governor's race, so it'll, be a big turnout in November, yeah.
So, we ask you to get that back to us. And if you have any questions, you can certainly call our office, 617-376-1144, 1143, and 1142. Happy to help you in any questions you have on the census form. If a different family lived there, you can easily cross them off and add your family. And, we can make that family inactive and put your family on the active rolls.
Oh, okay. So there's a change of ownership at the property.
That's right.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks so much for the update, Nikki. Always good to talk to you.
You as well, Joe. Take care.